The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, if Shabbos Sosai Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro, there's a mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash, that we have to be in awe of the Makom HaMikdash. In the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us in Brachos Nandalid, the Torah's Kohanim here on this week's Parsha, that expresses itself in various forms, that you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash with your walking stick, or Bim Min Olo, you can't make it into Kapandari, you can't make it a shortcut. And we'll see other applications of that as well. Sefer HaChinuch includes this in his Minyan HaMitzvahs in this week's Sedra, Mitzvah Resh Nun Dalet. And the Sefer HaChinuch assumes that this Mitzvah of Mara HaMikdash and all the restrictions that it entails applies even Bizman Hazeh, even when there's no actual Beis HaMikdash. The concept of Mara HaMikdash, of Yiras HaMikdash, applies even without the Beis HaMikdash proper. And Minchas Chinuch initially says this might be Talui on the famous Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes in the Gemara, whether we say Kishel Shaita, Kishel Asilava. Do we say that the Kedusha HaMikdash that was invested at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, it continues to exist even post Chorban? So that's the Sugya in Shavuos Daf Tzayin, Megillah Daf Yud, and other places. And that's a Machlokes Rishonim LaHalacha. If you look in the first Mar Malkum here, the Rambam, Beis HaBechira Perek Vav, starting with Halacha Yates, the Rambam tells us, second line here in the excerpt, the men is kasha of the kedusha rishona shekisha shlomo shukidesh hazar v'yushalayim v'shaitan v'kisha l'asilavo. The kedusha that was invested in the makam hamikdash in the time of Shlomo HaMelech continued to exist beyond that period and exists to this very day. And the Ravid is masig, not necessarily the case. The Ravid says svaras atmo hizo. And if you hold Kedusha Rishona lo Kedusha Lasilavo, so then that applies to Kedushas Yerushalayim, it applies to Kedushas HaMikdash, and applies to all of Eretz Yisrael. And even if you hold Kisha L'shaita Kisha Lasilavo, that's only true by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Kedushas HaMikdash does not exist after the Chorban. So that's Machlokas Rambam Ravid here. The Rambam continues to write in Halacha Tezayin, in the third paragraph here, V'lamani omri b'mikdash v'shalayim kedusha rishona kisha lasilava. What's the nafkamina? Lefi, or what's the source of this kedusha? Lefi che kedusha samikdash v'shalayim nimnei ashkina v'shkina eina b'tela. The source of kedusha samikdash is the shkina. Once the shkina rested in the malkam b'mikdash, it never left. And therefore, the Rambam paskins on this basis, the previous halacha, halacha tezvav, makrivin akarbanos kulin afabish ein sham bayis banai. In principle, a person could be makriv karbanos bizmanos even without a beis hamikdash. That's a topic for another shir. V'ochlin kachem kachem b'chol hazara. In principle, you can eat kachem in the hazara, even though the beis hamikdash was charev, but kedushas hamikdash still exists. Okay, how do we paskin in this machlokes? So if you look at the Magen Avraham here, Simen Tavkuf Samach Aleph Seif Katan Beis in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the din is Haro Yerushalayim B'Chorbani after Tir Kriya. So the Magen Avraham there quotes this machlokes Rambam and Ravid, and he assumes as Davar Pasha that we paskin like the Rambam, that Kitcha L'Shaita Kitcha L'Asilavo, and therefore the Rambam writes, therefore the Magen Avraham writes, the second to last line of this excerpt, Anichnas Atul Makam HaMikdash, if a person enters nowadays into the Makam HaMikdash, Chayev Kares Shekulanu Tmei Mesim. So we'll discuss the application of that in a few moments. So the Minchas Chinuch initially thinks that the mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash that we have in this week's Sedra is dependent on this question. If you say Kishel Hashaita Kishel Asilavo, that the Kedusha HaMikdash exists even nowadays, then the mitzvahs that are entailed under Yiras HaMikdash apply nowadays as well. If you assume that Kishel Hashaita Lo Kishel Asilavo, Kedusha HaMikdash ceased to exist, then there's no imperative of Mara HaMikdash. But then the Minchas Chinuch thinks that's not necessarily the case. Maybe even the Ravid could agree that nowadays there is a concept of Mor HaMikdash. Maybe the Rabbanon, maybe even the Araisa. Even according to the Ravid, it is true that the original Kedusha HaMikdash doesn't exist. However, the Makam HaMikdash is a place where we will, B'mehera B'yameinu, have a bias Shalishi. The Avoda will return to the Makam HaMikdash, and because in Lashon the Gemara Megillah, Ein Acharei Heter, that there's never going to be a time in history where you'll be able to be makar karbanos elsewhere. So on some level, there is still a status to the Makam HaMikdash, even if, technically speaking, Kitsha L'Shaita, Lo Kitsha L'Salava. So that's the Minchas Kinnus conclusion, that everyone would agree that there is a mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash, even Bizman Hazeh. And they point out it's Meduyuk in the Rambam, Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin, Halachos Hei Tizayin, where the Rambam quotes the Halachos of Mara HaMikdash, and the Ravid there is not Masig, even though the Ravid is Masig, on Makrivit Afabishain Bayis, on Kisha L'Shaita, Kisha L'Salavo, the Ravid is not Masig over there. Maybe that's an indication that the Ravid agrees there is a concept of Mara HaMikdash, even Zizman Hazeh. Okay. So the question I'd like to address now more directly is whether and under what circumstances it may be permissible to enter the Makam HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. Shortly after the Makam HaMikdash was reclaimed in 1967, the Rabbanut HaRashit issued a directive prohibiting any Jew from entering Har HaBayit. And that directive still exists today. There was very much in the news over the last year, after the events around Rosh Hashanah time, and there were people, as there have been sporadically, going up to Har HaBayis, so the Rabbanut felt it necessary to reissue that directive this year to clarify that nothing has changed policy-wise, and that generally has been the approach of most of the Gedolei HaPoskim. Question is, how much of that is a public policy consideration, how much of that is Mikra Adin? That's what we should explore right now. So what would the issues be? Assuming, as we seem to assume like the Rambam, that Kitsha L'Shaita, Kitsha L'Salavo, Rosh Shechter points out that the Chavetz Chaim writes in a few places that when it comes to Hilchos Kachim, we tend to paskin like the Rambam. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch for Hilchos Karbanos, but the Rambam has the most authoritative, comprehensive halachic work on the topic, so generally speaking, we assume like the Rambam, and we saw the Magen Avraham says as much over here in our context. So we assume, Kishel HaShaita, Kishel HaSalava, there is Kedushta HaMikdash, so what issues would be involved in going to the Makom HaMikdash? So the Pesukim indicate in Parshas Noso that there's a halacha of Shiluach Temeim. There's a halacha that Temeim are not allowed in certain machanos. So the Pesukim there indicate that there's a Tzora, there's a Zav, and there's a Tamei Meis. So how does that work? So in the Midbar, you had a Machane Shechina, a Machane Levia, and a Machane Yisrael. So the way Rashi there quotes Salat Torah, the way Chazal understood the upshot of the Pesukim, is that a Mitzora has to leave all three Machanas. A Mitzora is not allowed even the Machane Yisrael. A Zav, and by extension, any Tumah HaYosei Min HaGuf, Azav, Zava, Nida Yoledes, so they're allowed to be in the Machane Yisrael, they're not allowed to be in the Machane Leviyah or in the Machane Shechina. And a Tamei Meis is only prohibited to enter the Machane Shechina, he's allowed in the Machane Leviyah and the Machane Yisrael. Okay, what does that translate into nowadays? So Chazal assume that there's a correspondence between the Machanos and the Midbar and the various locations in Yerushalayim. So we generally assume, we'll flesh this out from the Mishnah Kelim in a moment, but in principle, the simplest formulation, as far as what the Din D'Oraisa is Yerushalayim has the status of Machane Yisrael, so Mitzora is not allowed in all of Yerushalayim. Mitzora is in fact not allowed in any Ir Mukafes Chomi Mos Yeshua Ben Nun. So Mitzora has to leave all of Yerushalayim. We, generally speaking, don't have Mitzoram nowadays. You need a plaque of a Kohen, so even if in theory the Yavis has a tshuva about, maybe you could have a Mitzora Bizman Hazeh if you have someone with the proper expertise. But Lamaisa, we don't really do that. So that's not so Nogea. We assume that the Har HaBayis is equivalent to the Machane Leviyah. The entire Har HaBayis is not just the Makom HaMikdash. And we assume that from the Azara and further in, that's equivalent to the Machane Shechina. So let's just flesh this out a little bit more from the Mishnayos and Kelim that break this down a little bit further. If you take a look on the second page of the Mar Mekamos, so the Mishnayos in the beginning of Kelim tell us that there are 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdash. And we're jumping into the middle. So Lifnim in Achoma Mekudesh Mehem Sheochlim Sham Kachim Kalim Ma'aser Sheni. So Yerushalayim is more Mekudesh than Ir Mekafes Choma, in that you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim, all of the walled city of Yerushalayim. Fine. Har HaBayis Mekudesh Mimenu She'ein zavim v'zavos v'nidos v'yoldos nechnasim l'sham. So the next level of Kedusha is Harabayis. Harabayis, we said, is equivalent to the Machane Levia, and therefore, based on the Psukim and Parshas Nasa, the way Chazal understand, a person who has a Tumah Yosem and a Gufa, Zav, Zava, Nida, Yoledes, is not permitted to go into the Machane Levia. If you look in the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Samaches, the Gemara there learns out from Psukim and Parshas Kiseitza, this also applies to Balkari. So even though Balkari is usually not categorized together with the Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzor in the same breath, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzor require a Korban. A Balkari does not require a Korban, but as far as the Is going into the Machane Levia, so that applies into the Harabais, that applies to a Balkari as well. Okay. And then a chel and the kudesh mimenu. Next level up is the chel. The chel around the perimeter of the Beis Hamikdash was a area 10 amas wide called the chel that went around the entire perimeter. It was surrounded by a fence that was called the soreg. So that area, once you get into the boundary around the Beis Hamikdash proper, the chel, so that's the next level of kedusha. She'ein ovdei kachavim b'tamei meis nechnasim l'sham. That a guy or an atame meis is not mut, is usher to enter there. The fact that a guy can enter, that's a din derabanan. The fact that a tame meis can enter is also a din derabanan. Min haTorah, a tame meis only can't go in min hazara v'lifnim, and min derabanan, where machmir, a tame meis can't even go in the perimeter around called the chel. They have a sign by the Soreg, right? No,
they found the sign.
They found the sign, right? No non-Jews allowed. But that's only a din derabanan. There's no pasuk that says a non-Jew can't go into the Azara.
Well, they found a sign from thousands of
years. Yeah, from the Roman period, right? In Greek.
Languages, three languages.
In Greek, right? Yeah. So then the next level is Ezra's Nashim. Ezra's Nashim, yom nechnas hasham. So the next level is in Ezra's Nashim. There, tful yom is not permitted to enter. A tful yom means that the person who is chayiv tefillah, let's say a balkari is chayiv tefillah, he doesn't have to bring a korban, but tful yom means that he hasn't yet had harav shemesh, it hasn't been seis yet. So he went to the mikvah in the daytime, so he has the status of tful yom until he goes to, until nightfall. So after he goes to the mikvah before nightfall, so he can't go into the area of the Ezra's Nashim, that's also a din derabanan, etc. And then we go into the Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kohanim, and further in, so there, a Tamei Meis is not allowed to enter that area min haTorah. Okay. So based on this, what should emerge is that, strictly speaking, nowadays we're all Tamei Meis, and we don't have any possibility of being Matar ourselves without the Efer Paraduma. So it would be impossible for any, it would be prohibited, Isser Kares, for any Tamei Meis to go into the area, which means all of us, to go into the area Min HaZara Ulefnim, and Midar Abanan from the Chalanim. So that's definitely off limits because we're all Tamei Meis. What about the next level? What about Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Balkari? Nida. So, most of us, all of us, have the status of a balkari. A zav, typically speaking, is some kind of illness that presumably is rare. That's something that halachically constitutes a ziva. So the situation, I'm talking about men, the situation that most men would have to deal with is being retired from the status of being a balkari. If a person was a zav, so that wouldn't just require tefillah b'mikvah, zav requires tefillah b'mayim chayim. So you'd have to find a mayan, not a mikvah. But most people are not a zav, they're balkari. So for balkari you need a regular tefillah. Presumably that would be a tefillah without, you have to make sure that there are no chatzisas and a proper tefillah. But in theory, if a person were to go to the mikvah and be mitar himself in tumas kari, so it should come out that if you could figure out where all the boundaries are, then you could enter the Harabais up to the point of the Chel, up to the point of the area of the Beis HaMikdash proper. So that's what should have come out. objections that many poskim have break down into the following major areas, and we'll just analyze a little bit of it. Rav Schechter, when he talks about this topic, points out there's a nice sefer called El Har Hamor, which is written by two Dati Lumi rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, which is analysis of the arguments to go up to Har Bayis. So maybe we'll quote him in a few moments. But for the reasons against going on to Har Bayis, let's just analyze briefly some of the points made by Yeshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Shuva of Rav Avadya. So Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, writes in Chelek Hei Simen Aleph. So number one, even if a person is going to be Metayer himself in Tumas Kari, maybe you have to be Choshesh that even after he went to the Mikvah, he was a little bit of Kari that got mixed up with Mei Raglayim. You can never be 100% sure that there isn't any little bit of Tumas Kari. After all, he points out, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, our practice is that we go to the mikvah both Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. Even though a person may not have seen Kari between Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, nevertheless, we're choshesh that maybe he didn't realize it.
See, going up on the Har Bayis, is that a D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan?
So for a Baal Kari to go onto the Har Bayis in the area that we defined as the Machane Leviyah would be an Issa D'oraisa, an Issa Sheyesh Bo Malkus. For Tumei Meis to go into the Makam HaMikdash, that's a Lav Sheish Bakaris. So that's Dayan Weiss's first consideration, that maybe even if you're going to be, you have to be careful how you're going to be tire yourself, and maybe the tire won't work, and maybe you have to be choshet that someone's going to be a Baal Kari anyway. He also addresses the question is, how do you know what the borders are? It's a to even entertain going to Har Bayis, you have to have a certain amount of clarity as to where is the Makam HaMikdash? Where are all these demarcations? If you're going to go on to the Har Bayis but not go past where the Chel was, you have to know where the Chel was. So he's skeptical whether we know everything for certain. It's even though there's a famous Tshuvas HaRadvaz that tells us that the area that's now under the Dome of the Rock is the Evin HaShisiyah. And there's a tradition going back that that's the case. Even the Radvaz himself writes something elsewhere, and even the Radvaz himself had other misinformation because he thinks that the coastal Maravi was one of the coastal Hazara, not the outer wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So he thinks we don't have absolute clarity as to where you're going to draw the line, where the lines are. And we're talking about a potential Isser Karis. How can you play around with a potential Isser Karis? Even if we think historically we know, maybe we don't really know for sure. Then he quotes from the Kafta Referach. Kafta Referach was a Rishon, which is a work primarily by Mrs. Hatulias Baritz, the last Mar Malcolm here. Kafta Referach already quotes that the tradition in his time was not to go onto the Har Bayis. They would go up to the Har Bayis, but would not go onto the Har Bayis. And even though there is a line in the Me'iri in Shavuos Naf Tezayinim and Aleph, that is quoted here in the Mar Malcolm as well, the Me'iri writes, he was assuming like the Ravid. And based on what we heard, the minhag is to go onto the Har Bayis. So the Minchas Yitzchak is skeptical. The Kafter Farach is in Eretz Yisrael. So he was there. Miri's in Provence. So Miri writes that he heard that people went onto the Makam Mikta. So how reliable is that testimony? And even if it's true, so clearly there are other minhagim from the Kafter Farach, and clearly the tradition for centuries was not to go on to the Har Bayis. So you can't put too much stock into that Meiri. And then he says some people quote Maisa of the Rambam. The Rambam is quoted in the Sefer Charedim, a letter for the Rambam, which he describes his journey to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that when he got to Yerushalayim, he went into Bayis HaGadol VaKadosh. So some say Bayis HaGadol VaKadosh means he went into the Makam HaMikdash. And Dayan Weiss says maybe he went to a shul. Doesn't necessarily mean that he went into the Beis HaMikdash area. Okay, so number one, because of a concern about Tuma, that maybe even if we think we're being retired ourselves properly, it's not true, and we don't really know what the borders are. So he is concerned about allowing anyone to go onto the Makam HaMikdash. Okay, Simon Kavav Yaradeya Chelik Hay Yaradeya Kavav wrote his tshuva mamish right after Shechur Yishalayim, Gimel Sivan Tavshin Kavzayin, a week later. He writes, he was asked about flying a helicopter over the Harabai, beyond the going on to the Harabai, is because in the immediate aftermath there are people who were going on to see what was there. So the first half of the tshuva, he addresses the analysis of whether Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asalavo, which we mentioned earlier. And then he actually tells a story quoted from a Sefer Malki Bakodesh, that apparently Moses Montefiore, in one of his trips to Eretz Yisrael in 1867, exactly 100 years before this tshuva was written, 100 years before Shechur Yishalayim, Moses Montefiore apparently went into the Makom HaMikdash, and when they found out about it, the Nesivus had a son, apparently was living in Yishalayim, Rabbi Yosef Moshe, Milisa, and apparently he put Montefiore into Chayrim for going onto the Har Habayis of that Rishas. And then he was he apologized. He said he didn't realize it was us, or he assumed like the Ravid, he said. So he thought we assumed like the Ravid. So then they told him, you don't have to worry about the Chayrim, it's not a big deal, and you were a Shogeg. Then Rav Avadya writes that he thinks that when he remembers when he was a little boy, the people said that the real story with Montefiore was that he went in a Shida Teva Migdal, he went in a box. But maybe, even though Kishel HaShaita, Kishel HaSalava doesn't apply to the Avir, so maybe Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't apply to the airspace anymore, and that's also relevant to the question of flying a helicopter, even though he thinks that ultimately that's not the case. The Rav Avadya, bottom line, is concerned that even if, technically speaking, you're going to account for all the details about going into the Makom HaMikdash, and you're confident about the location, you're confident about the Tara status, but number one, it's going to create a mifshal. Because one person's going to go up, so he'll be careful, but other people will go up and they won't be careful. That was essentially the motivation of the Rabbanut's initial takana, that there's no way of properly ensuring that people are going to go up with the proper preparation at the right time. So that is a bad idea. We're talking about Mr. Karis after all. Then he says, what about Mora HaMikdash? So Mora HaMikdash applies nowadays, even according to the Ravid. And Mor HaMikdash means that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash or the Makom HaMikdash for no reason. See, even if you're going to be Tovel HaMikvah, so you can't go in with your shoes, you can't go in with your wallet, you can't go in with your walking stick. And so you can only go to Dvar Mitzvah. So what's a Dvar Mitzvah? So you're going to sightsee. What mitzvah is going on here? So he doesn't think it's a good idea. And he says, anyway, it's really hard to know exactly where the Chayal was, exactly where the Azaris were. So you're playing with fire. So So he thinks that there are no grounds to allow Kinisah Laharabayis Bizman Hazet. Sitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this as well, lengthy tshuva at the beginning of Chelek Yud, where he comes to a similar conclusion. So the argument of the authors of El Har Hamor,
flying over
Avadya thinks is a problem. If there's security considerations, so then that's one thing. For security purposes, that's okay. But otherwise, it should be avoided. So he thinks, or the authors of El Har Hamor argue that there are many reasons to go up. Number one, Yishuv Akibush Eretz Yisrael, that we have to preserve Jewish sovereignty over Har Habayis. And what better way to preserve Jewish sovereignty than to go there? Maybe even nowadays there are certain mitzvahs that can be performed in an optimal fashion in Har Habayis and not anywhere else. Netilas Lulav, Vidui Meiser. And he says, the opposite, Mor HaMikdash, so you're telling me you shouldn't go up to the Har Habayis because we have imperative Mor HaMikdash and you won't be able to be properly careful and you're not going for any positive mitzvah purpose. He says, on the contrary, Mor HaMikdash means that you should go to the Makom HaMikdash so you can be Mekayim Mor HaMikdash. If you're going to stay home, so how can you be Kayim or Mikdash? So you have to be there. You have to be in it to win it. You have to be in the Makom HaMikdash in order to be Kayim or Mikdash. and hopefully we'll be able to bring karbanos soon, so you have to be there to be able to bring karbanos, and maybe there's a mitzvah of hishtak avaya b'harabayis, and maybe it's a kiyam of chiba l'mekomos ha'mekudashim, and maybe it's an extra kiyam in avelos, and maybe it's a kiyam in zecher l'mikdash, etc., etc. So for that reason, they think that even though there are counterbalancing considerations, other reasons not to, all those reasons could be obviated with the proper tahara process and proper concern about the borders and proper COVID rosh when entering Har Bayis, and they think that there are other reasons to promote such activity.
So deal with the fact that we don't have the Parah Adumah, we're all together.
No, so you definitely can't go into the Makom HaMikdash. That's what we're saying.
Under the Harbayis itself, we're not Chayav Karis if we're together. Tami Meis, we don't have the Parah
Adumah. No, only if you go into the Machane Shechina. Only if you go in Min Hazara Lefnim. If you go into the parts of Harbayis that aren't part of the Beis HaMikdash proper, so then as long as there's no Tumas Kari, Tumas Iva, that would be permissible. Right? The issue of Tami Meis is only further in, so you have to know where you're going. So, bottom line, the general overwhelming consensus of contemporary poskim and what seems to have been the practice throughout centuries and centuries is not to go into the Har Bayis. And there is this minority within the Dati Lumi community that has been promoting it and creating situations where there are Jews that go into Har Bayis under limited circumstances. The women going up is a totally more complicated, different parsha, because you have to count for both Tumas Nida and Tumas Ziva, and we have a minhag from the Rivash that the Ramah quotes that we don't allow single women to go to the mikvah ever anyway, so presumably there'd be no grounds to allow for single women to go into the Har Bayis. That would be a violation of that minhag, and because we're machmir anyway, that we're any woman we treat L'chumra both as a Nida and a Zava, so there are other complications that would involve as well. The bottom line, the general consensus position is not to, but there have been notable individuals who have advocated a contrary position. I think there's a YouTube video of Rabbi Tendler going onto the Makom Mikdash a number of years ago. Ayin Sham. This Sefer? He has a Haskama from Rabbi Dov Lior of Kiryat Arba. But Rabbi Shachter thought it was a well-written work. He wasn't advocating the conclusion, but as a Mar Makom.
There's only really one posting that we know of the other posting.
No, I think Rabbi Gorin was supportive of it, and there are definitely other people in that camp, not all of whose names are as famous as the names that we're used to hearing.